Okay. This is Brad? Hey.
This is Brad, yes.
Okay, this is Ed Pala calling from Grand Barn.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, you?
I'm good.
Excellent.
So, what can you tell me about your recent week? How long has it been going on?
Well, my dad started this as basically an open house for musicians. He would have over at his place going back to 1977 was its first year.
Wow, okay.
And then since we've had the Grand Barn, it's something, you know, been a fixture, and I've been handling the event since 2011 and growing it.
Okay, so when you took over 2011, what changes did you make?
Well, I mean, over the years, you know, we kind of focused more on the camping and everything. We've always had the stage. That was one of the first things built here. But one thing I would take is that, you know, reaching out to the younger musicians. I mean, being a musician myself, I've got some friends in contact, so just getting the next generation of talents coming out and really pushing for the indie scene and trying to make a place where musicians can come, network, and frame it in a retreat setting, so that way, you know, you get to relax, show what you got, and jam.
Makeup
schedule, you mean, or?
Yeah, is there like a scheduled time that musician goes on?
Yeah, well, so throughout the day, I mean, the main part of the day, you know, the musicians can, you know, relax. We've got some, you know, a writing workshop. We've got nature walks, you know, volleyball, so activities through the day. And then after, we have a barbecue, and then we have sets for the musicians that present. They can then put on their music.
And what are some of the main highlights of this year's event?
Oh, we've got a lot of good talents. Judd Muth, he's been a recurring musician here, a good friend of mine as well.
Can you spell his
name? J-U-D-D. Okay. Last name, Muth, M-U-T-H.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Then we've got the Mere Humans, Auxiliary Inn, Marx's Cowboy and the Hand That Feeds, The Sweet Alps, Ninjas in the Hallway. Yeah. actually, funny story behind that. They were told by their landlord, okay, you can have parties in your apartment as long as you're ninjas in the hallway. So, yeah. I've got a solo artist friend of mine as well, Yves Manaw, and White Mariah.
Okay.
September Crush. Move Your Mountain.
Okay.
Then I've got another solo artist, Patrick Baudin.
Okay, I think I've heard of
him. All right, so yeah, we've got, you know, it's I'm really stoked about it and just getting all these talents coming out and up and comers. So, yeah.
That was on a particular person wanting to attend to their admission for the week.
Yes. So there's a daily ground fee, $20. There's camping and accommodations as well. I mean, starts at $7 for a basic lot, 20 by 20, so people can come out and camp. As it stands, actually, for the 2 weekends, we are more or less booked for the trailers that we have. But, yeah, lots of space for camping.
And how does the, you know, relaxed atmosphere of the clothing optional atmosphere of Grand Barn fit into this?
Well, I mean, that's you know, I think that goes into the whole indie scene is something where that kind of thinking outside of the box thing. I mean, I'm not even going to try to be anything, you know, like special in that regard. It's just a relaxed thing. It's like, you want to go skinny dip, take the sun? All right, go for it, you know. It is it's a relaxation, so R&R. But it really lends itself well to musicians, especially where I've, you know, a pretty relaxed crowd as it is already. And again, if people want to let go and relax, that's what we're here for.
What would you say to our readers to encourage them to attend?
Well, I mean, if you're looking for a really cool, like, underground vibe, an indie music scene in a very relaxed, rustic, open-minded atmosphere, this is your event.
Great. Do you have any press photos that I could include in the blog post, maybe as musicians performing from years past?
Yeah, actually, if you go onto the Grand Barn page on Facebook, if you want to, like, we've got pictures from last year's concept week on the online and available. So you can take shots off of there.
Okay. This is not it. This is something in Ohio.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's another Grand Barn up and coming. but yeah, no, if you go Facebook and the Grand Barn, you'll see our logo. There you go. So it'll be under albums.
Albums, okay. Great, and then do you want to confirm, what's your last name again? The famous rope?
Yeah, Ryden, yeah.
Like R-I-D-E-N.
Mm-hmm.
And what should I put as your title?
My title, just say it. I go by my name, Taylor.
Okay, you know, so title with the Grand Barn?
We kind of stay away from titles, like, I mean, yeah.
I can just say, oh, it's a Grand Barn.
There you go. I like that.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for taking time on this one. This will be up
today. Oh,
okay, perfect. And, if you want to shoot me the link or wherever, definitely check it out.
Yeah, what's your email or on Facebook? I think we're on, are we friends on Facebook?
I think we are.
Thank you.
Yeah, but definitely, if not, I mean, go ahead and friend me, and I'll definitely add you if you're not already.
Great. I will do that. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Brad.
Bye.
All right. Cheers.